Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh, modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style, all for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast, free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So glad that you're with us this week as the adventures of How the Other Third Live continue. We've got some holy rollers here. I mean, yep. These guys are rolling some good die.
And I was also timing it until we got that joke,
bro. All divine characters. All different races. We've got a human, a half-elf. We've got an aquatic character and a dwarf. And so far, it's been a pretty fun game. Let's see what happens next. Mr. Rodrigo, our game master, go.
Yep. When we last left these heroes, they were fighting two candleheads and two giant rag monsters. it is now...
Why do all of our monsters sound like some sort of obscure racial slur? I don't get it.
Oh, gosh. Oh, thanks. That's going to be stuck in my head now.
All right.
So
stick it to no. Just stop, Rob.
Yeah, I'm just going to call it Matthew.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Critical. Oh.
It's now Seven Owls Clever, or Seven. I keep saying Clever, but it's Wise, because that was actually the working title for the character. And I was like, I should change it to Wise, because he's actually not that intelligent.
My intelligence is 10. Huh? So
I like 7 hours clever better.
Yeah,
it rolls better.
Clefter. So
7 hours clafter.
Seven Owls Wise.
7 hours Wise uses his dancing cobra move and goes, watch out! Right over here to this guy.
That's okay. Cool.
Allows me to move up there, and I can just use a regular move though. But
this is more awesome.
Dancing cobra move.
Yep. That is what the full disciplines are sort of getting at. You basically go into a stance.
Yep.
And that gives you that movement and that attack.
Yep. So the arms are up in the cobra strike. Oh crappity. That's going to be 12 plus 12 against reflex.
Okay. What does your second die say?
Oh, that's right. My second die says, oh, much better. It says 24 versus reflex.
24 versus reflex.
Go Avenger.
We'll hit.
Yeah. Yes. And of course, I was using my Blazing Archive Focus Monk Unarmed Strike. Go!
Super Robot Monkey.
Yes. Oops, that's the wrong one.
That first one was just to distract him.
That is 9 plus 7 plus 4. Do the math. 20.
Nice. What else?
And that's it.
Look at the big fists on Steve.
Way to go, bro.
And just imagine, you know, when you're doing this center flurry or a centered flurry of blows you hit with an attack. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really explain what it looks like, but you could just imagine that these little cobra strike coming at him from all sides.
Awesome. You do get a chance to slide him, right?
Let's see, and you slide it one square to a square adjacent to you or one square in any direction if the target wasn't targeted by the triggering attack.
Right.
Anybody want to move this guy? Or are you guys happy?
No real preference.
Are you happy? Where is that?
I wouldn't be terribly upset if you moved him a space away from me.
Okay.
Okay.
And there you go.
So in trying to cover himself unsuccessfully from the cobra strikes, the guy gets backed up over there.
The rope-a-dope worked.
Yep. Vortex is no longer dazed. Because you went, right?
Huh?
This is the top of the round.
Vortex is right before my turn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Wishful thinking.
I didn't want to remove the dazed as they went because it could still factor into opportunity attacks and stuff.
Cheers.
So he's just going to, let's see. One, two, three, four, five. Yep, he's going to Thunder Blast at Gla and Albrecht. But it's low. This is going to be...
It's also reflex, I think.
Fortitude.
Oh, okay.
20 versus Fortitude.
Dang it.
Yeah, it hits.
That one low enough.
Okay, you guys will take...
Did they take a minus? Or that was with the penalty?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. Trying.
12 points of thunder damage.
Hey! I'm resistant to thunder damage.
Nice.
So what happens then? Nothing? No damage?
No, I resist 5. Oh. So I take 7 instead.
And you are both dazed. Save ends.
And I am blardied. Save ends.
Ditto.
You're bloodied?
Yep.
You're not bloodied, save ends.
yes, we are.
And he will end his turn. And now it is turn for Gla.
Ow.
Holy Druid of Melora.
Stay out of my way so I can charge.
And Carp.
Who are you wanting to charge?
Chains.
Oh. Yeah, how am I supposed to get out of your way when I'm dazed?
Through magical shiftiness of your druidness, I don't know. Just do something.
You know that's not how druids work.
Mine kind of works that way.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Actually, I have that power. Oh, but
I just wanted to see how the other half lived, so...
Oh.
I'm now going to start going, when Rafa.
No, that wouldn't work. Well, that would work a little bit.
First that way.
Huh?
None. I'll let you play your character.
That would be appreciated.
Let's see. I won't complain about it.
Thorn whip. On that dude.
On what dude?
Vortex.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, we have listeners. I apologize.
Who want to know what's going on.
Yep.
We have game masters. I don't want to know what's going on.
I complain about one of my players doing that every time when I'm looking away from the board. Oh.
Ooh.
15 versus Fortitude.
15 versus Fortitude.
Yeah.
This is a ranged attack?
Yep.
Did you factor
17
in?
Versus Fortitude.
Okay. That will not...
Actually, don't take it.
He's dazed.
Okay. So, 15 versus Fortitude.
I forget. Don't they get a bonus
get a bonus to their defenses. I get a bonus to my attack because he's dazed. So,
what's your attack?
So 17.
17 versus... Okay. Won't hit.
Fine. Yeah.
Even with their penalty.
Save versus dazed?
Okay.
I'm blaming this on the Holy Rollers comment.
So no save then?
No save.
Okay. Albrecht.
Are we using the new shifty rules?
What are the new shifty rules?
I mean, the new chargey rules.
Oh, the charge rules. Oh, sure.
Oh, are there new charge rules that Wizard have put out? What are the new rules?
Basically,
say?
It's no longer requires you to be in a straight line. Just every square that you move in a charge has to be one closer than the previous. So you basically got
to
pull yourself.
Diagonal or straight ahead.
Yeah, I can actually...
So you can zigzag charge.
Yes.
Could then charge like this.
Ah, okay. I see.
Bam.
To go around the character. Okay.
And do a basic attack with my charge. I'm pretty sure, yep. It's not actually in there. So
it's just whatever whatever it says on your strength-based powers.
Lame. So that'll be 25 versus AC.
25 versus AC. We'll hit.
Yay! And because of my Avalanche Hammer Mordenkrat... Wait, yeah, is that the one? Yes. When I charge, I deal one extra weapon damage, which is 2d6.
Nice.
Which is kind of weird.
Hey,
brutal. Alright, so I guess that's average.
14
yep. Plus, let's get all the bonuses. Plus 8 will be 22.
22 damage?
22 normal damage.
That kills it.
Alright.
And that frees up because we killed the one guy. My oath of enmity actually.
Yay!
That allows me to use it again, even though this is an encounter power. It does say if
I know.
Lasts until the end of the encounter, until the target drops to 0 hit points, at which point you can regain the use of this power.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You might... can you only use it like once per encounter, though, for being multi-class, though?
Yeah, I think that's probably kind of an error. Because I'm almost certain that clause shouldn't be in there, because that's how the Avenger uses it. Let me check the deal with Avengers real quick.
While Judge Wapner is in his chambers, we have time for a short break.
While you're doing that, I might as well say I'm going to go ahead and at this time be basically using two different free actions.
Uh-huh.
First of all, because I killed something, I'm going to invoke my Channel Divinity power, which when I drop a character, drop an enemy within two or fewer hit points, an ally within 5 squares of me can spend a healing surge, and I shall give it to Fishman.
Yay.
Glar-la-la-la.
So I'm less close to death.
Yes.
41 hit points.
And that's not a cleric power, so no extra bonus, just your normal healing surge. And I shall spend another free action that I get from my Dwarven Eladrin armor to use my second wind. What? With 2d6 extra hit points. Dwarven Eladrin. It's fine mail, and it's Dwarven armor, so...
So where's the Eladrin coming from?
From it being fine mail.
Oh, I get it now.
Meh.
Yeah, it does work the same way for Avengers.
Five.
It's weird that they would give you the whole Avenger class feature.
It does.
I'm not complaining.
There is no defeat doesn't say.
I'm looking.
Okay. Well, I'll math. That's
rule
5
check.
Plus my healing search, right?
Yeah.
So 20. Nice.
Let's see.
Saved versus bloodied.
We both did.
Okay.
Still dazed.
So, here's how it works.
Okay.
Disciple of Divine Wrath, which is the multiclass Avenger feat. You gain training in religion. Once per encounter, you can use the Avenger's Oath of Enmity power. The effect lasts until the end of your next turn. So...
Oh, we were using it wrong all
that
time? Oh, okay.
Basically, you can only use it once per encounter, and it only lasts a turn.
Yeah, well, that sucks.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, then that should have been... You'd think that the... Wizard's little builder thing.
The feat says use this in this way, and then they just give you the power.
Okay.
You do have to reference it twice. They could have written a different power.
Some of them are a little better, like mine.
That's okay. I would have only missed once.
A healing word ability once per day, and it actually marks it down as a daily on the power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you still use it twice per encounter?
No.
No.
Because they can only use it once per day.
All right. Well,
okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. We learned, our listeners learned, that's all part of this podcast.
But there are still monsters to fight.
Yes, there are, so let's kill.
Let's do that. It is now spider turn. Did you save versus dazed?
Nope.
Okay.
I attempted and failed.
Now the spider is no longer dazed.
Unless that was a poison attack.
Because a fish went.
You still failed. You rolled a 7.
Plus 5 is 12.
Oh, so five? The spider will...
I'm going to start quoting you out of context. The spider is no longer dazed because a fish went.
Yep.
That's going to be my new Facebook status.
Works I like for it. Me. And, oh yeah, the vortex used its super duper boom power. And now the spider will use its super duper boom power and try to daze the whole party.
Boo.
Boo, monsters. Okay. This could be interesting. That will be a 24 nope. versus reflex.
Yes.
I'm guessing that nails everybody.
Yep. Oh, it, yeah.
Okay. That's too bad. I was hoping for, like, to hit it somewhere in the middle where some people got hit and some didn't.
You rolled a 20. It hit me. However, I'm going to use an immediate action.
Okay.
An enemy hits me while I am not in beast form. I use wild shape to change to beast form and then shift one square.
Okay.
I gain combat advantage against the triggering enemy until the end of my next turn.
Where are you going?
There?
Yeah. Here?
Yes.
Okay.
Which also gives me a plus to my reflex. That doesn't even come close to helping.
Nope. All right, so everybody's going to take 8 damage, and you are dazed.
Yay, not bloodied.
Yes.
Everybody in the world?
Yes.
Yeah, so even our listeners.
Yeah, that does hit you as well, Matthew.
I duck.
Not good enough.
How dare you, sir?
It's probably pretty difficult to duck in the armor you're wearing. However, it is your turn.
Hello.
Go, go, Matthew.
What's that purple thing?
That's the spider, rag spider.
Oh, I've never seen the front of it before. It's disturbing. I hate it, and thus it must die. Yes. All right, so if I'm dazed, I can just attacky-tacky.
Yep.
Or move.
Mm-hmm.
But not both.
Correct.
All right. Now, I still have my blessed weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that going for me, which is nice. I'm looking to see, would it be beneficial to use that power? No. Would it be even sensible to make that power? No.
Use Ardent Strike.
Does anybody need to move? I could use that power.
It wouldn't hurt me.
I don't think it would hurt any of us to move right now, seeing as we're all dazed, so it's going to be difficult. Although
I can either move you, or I can move the bad guy, and I think I'm going to move the bad guy.
Okay.
Divine Pursuit.
Alright.
I'm going to go Divine Pursuit upside the head.
What's Divine Pursuit do for the movement?
It pushes
Divine Pursuit allows me to push him.
You don't have anywhere you can physically push him.
He got another thingy in the way.
Yep.
How does that work?
Vortex is taking up the spaces that you would be able to push him into.
Yeah.
I'll push him to the left.
Can't.
You can't. That's a slide.
There's a wall there.
A push has to be away from you.
Left. All
right. So if you were to move him this way, that would not be a push.
Wow. That's anal. Okay, so... Rules suck. Like
we figured this out.
Yep.
Have I used my Paladin's Judgment?
I seem to recall you mentioning it before.
Yes.
I only have one adjacent to me, yes?
Correct.
So the Valium Strike would not be the best. Let's just go with the standard issue, Ardent Strike.
Cool.
Upside the head with a magical sword. 23 to hit. Wait, do I have any bonuses?
I don't think so.
Okay, 23 to hit.
Well, yeah, because he's not dazed anymore. That will hit.
Excellent. Whoosh. 6, 6, and 6 for the damage for a total of 18.
Classy.
Uh-huh. That's what we do. Weird. A little odd for a blessed guy, but, you know. One, two.
Well, that's going to kill the spider. Basically,
yay.
You dig your sword into it, and you feel a quick shock as all the energy inside it disperses, and you ooh. Are left with an arm and a sword that have a lot of rags kind of draped over it.
That was kind of neat.
And anything else? Oh, you're dazed. Do you want to save against dazed?
Yes, please.
Try it.
18.
You are no longer dazed.
I am undazed.
Top of the round. 7 owls.
All right. Looks like I'm going to be using Dancing Cobra once again as both my move action and my attack.
Okay.
All right. So but I'm going to move.
You're not dazed, are you?
Oh, I am dazed. That's right.
You're dazed. You're all dazed.
So I can only do one thing?
Yeah.
So that could be a move.
Could be a move. You might be able to charge.
And what's my charge again?
Your charge would just be this. Well, it'd be plus 6. 1 on top of that.
Oh, 7?
Yeah. So you'd be 1,
I can move 7.
3, 4, 5. You'd be able to get to up to.
Okay. Well, I'll charge and then still use my Dancing Cobra.
Okay.
I don't know you that can't. It can use as a it melee has to be. Attack.
Yeah.
It has to be a melee attack?
It's basic a melee attack. Basic attack.
Oh, okay.
So that's why you're going to be using this.
Oh, okay. Which, just okay.
So that you a plus 7 because okay. you charged for an all additional right. plus 1.
Can I use my Blazing Arc Cobra Kai attack?
No. No, because it's not a monk okay. implemented.
And there's no way for you to sweep the leg.
9.
That will not hit.
Okay. And roll against it. 20. No, what is that?
That's the 20.
It's the 20.
All right. No longer dazed.
That's the conflux symbol.
Yeah. Okay.
Stupid magic. Vortex.
Hey, you're the one using spin downs.
Well, I tend to charge up his blasty blast. We'll charge his blasty blast.
Lames.
We'll blasty blast.
And then stand up.
And then blasty blast.
And blasty blast.
Hello.
Ooh, that might not hit. That doesn't hit the dwarf. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
But he's still dazed anyway.
Yeah.
But ooh,
that
this
means
might not
damage
hit.
That he's not going to take.
Oh. Okay.
21 versus fortitude.
That hits me.
Yup. Yeah, I think that still hits everybody.
Matthew, does that hit you?
I thought I wouldn't.
But I was checking. I've got like 6 pages. Yes, it does, just barely.
Okay. That's too bad.
Hmm.
Anybody dire?
That's going to be 12 damage, and you're all dazed.
Yay. I'm bloodied.
Okay. I'll get the spider out the way.
Get out the way.
Yep. And
I, too, am bloodied, by the way.
Okay. Fish turn.
All right. Charge and savage rend.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Nice.
28 versus reflex.
That will hit.
Weird. 12 cold damage.
Okay.
And I get to slide him a square. I choose not to.
Okay. He is bloodied now.
Yay.
And
save versus dazed.
Save versus dazed.
Hold a 4.
Okay.
Albrecht.
All right. Charge.
Yep.
I see everybody else charging, and I think I would want to as well. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes.
That's why charge. I moved where I did.
Yep.
I could have moved between you. Same difference.
Yeah.
All right. That'll be a 26 versus AC 27.
That'll hit.
Awesome.
Brutal.
Wow.
Brutal. Oh, my God.
Very
three
brutal.
Ones.
Nice.
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 12, 14, 16 plus 8 will be 24.
24.
Normal damage.
Okay.
Nope.
right. Would you like to save versus dazed?
I would like to. And I will.
Okay. Good for you. And now it is time for Sir Brenzen.
Charge, Arden Strike.
I'm sorry, what?
Charge, Arden Strike.
Everybody else is doing it.
I don't like the sound of that. That sounds awful.
You're dazed.
I have other powers.
Do you have anything that you can use on a charge? Other than Arden
Strike? I don't know. I don't have anything that says I can't use it on a charge.
Does it say it's a melee basic attack?
Maybe. I have a melee weapon attack.
Well, yeah.
Arden Strike puts your sanction on it, so if it actually attacks any of us without attacking you, it'll take a little bit more damage.
Yeah, but I have a really cool power that I haven't used yet.
Can you use it on a charge?
No, but he has a way around it.
Oh, he does?
It doesn't say that I can't.
Oh,
I don't know if I can use it on a charge.
No, it has to specifically say that you can use it on a charge, otherwise you can't.
All right, this fourth edition thing is getting too complicated. I don't have the education to figure all of this out. All right, so...
Well, that is specifically why I hired Rob. You think I actually like the guy?
I'm only three away. Can I run up and hit him with my good power?
Well, here's what you can do. You can move... actually, no, you can't. Never mind. You can charge and hit him with Arden Strike or hit him with a melee basic attack.
But Arden Strike counts as a melee basic attack and sanctions, so yep. It is therefore better.
Sometimes there is only one good choice.
This does actually bring up something very important.
Uh-huh.
And I am this guy, and I apologize for being this guy.
No, that's okay.
But when the situation comes to the point where there's only one smart thing to do...
Mm-hmm.
I don't always do that. I don't.
Ultimately, it is your choice. So what would you like to do?
I don't like the sound of that. It sounds like, you know, a thing, and then it'd be like a thing. And then I'm looking and hang on.
This is what makes the game awesome sometimes.
Yes.
All right. So in order for me to know that it can be done on a charge, it has to say when charging, yes?
Yes.
Or say it can be used as a basic melee attack.
Right.
I don't have any powers that say they can be used as a basic melee attack.
Right.
There's some that say they can be used as a melee basic attack.
That too.
Brian doesn't speak well.
Robert?
Yes.
Don't make me use my big boy voice. I know many monosyllabic words. All right. I'm going to charge... But instead of using the Arden Strike, I'm going to use the Arden Strike.
Oh, okay.
That sounds like a better plan than what I was
doing. That way it's my idea.
Yeah.
You should
listen to Rob.
Yeah.
That's much better.
Okay. Charge.
21 to hit.
That will not hit.
Aww. Did you add the plus
See?
One from charging?
22 to hit.
That'll hit.
Yay.
There's a reason why we have him around.
Why do I listen to him? All right, so...
because you hit.
On the Arden Strike, I still have my blessed weapon.
Yep.
Strength modifier.
Which means you probably have
one weapon plus strength. Or charisma. So I can choose?
You can.
Ooh. So if I have a creature that I know has low charisma, I can do that.
No, you're not attacking its charisma. You're attacking with your charisma. Which is lower than your strength, if I recall. Yep. So you could choose to do less damage to it if you wanted.
Ooh. Let's do that.
Okay.
So, 5 plus 4 plus 6?
Which together makes?
15.
Okay.
I don't like math and thinking and strategy and all of that. Just punch people and run away. Like
ice. Okay. So once again, Sir Brenzen the Bold rushes forward, stabs, and ends up covered in rags.
Whoosh.
Fight over.
Okay.
Excellent.
So it doesn't always
we need
suck
to find that guy.
So there you guys are, standing shoulder to shoulder down this walkway.
And the camera turns slow motion.
Yep. It's time for a badass power walk.
Yep, you guys can all sheathe weapons and, you know, twirl staves and stuff like that.
I wouldn't necessarily say shoulder to shoulder. They're probably shoulder to shoulder.
Yep.
But, you know,
he's shoulder to waist.
Yeah. And I'm shoulder probably about buckle. A little lower shoulder to deep.
Shoulder to dorsal fin. It's all the same.
Yep.
I'm in a beast form currently.
Yep.
Shoulder to evil pinchy claw tentacles.
shoulder to scent gland. Whatever.
Anyways, yes, we should get the move on. We should try to see if we can find that poor kid.
Yep. We get an action point back.
Yep. You catch that, Matthew?
Action point back.
Yep.
How can we get an action point back?
Because we did two encounters.
In a row!
So we hit a milestone. Skill encounter.
Hooray!
Oh, that's right. Okay. I forgot the skills challenge.
All right, because it wasn't a challenge. We're not awesome.
I'm going to spend two healing
more speakers. Of a skills affirmation in this case.
So before we leave, I pick up one of the rags and tear off a little strip and tuck it into my belt.
Okay.
That'll be good if it comes back to life and gains blades.
Nope. It's a defeated enemy.
So.
Through the doorway we go.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys...
Is this something you normally do when you defeat an enemy?
Yes.
Because talk later.
Need to remember them. My fallen foe.
We're walking.
There's someone. No, we're not.
you guys are walking.
And then all of a sudden, I dash to the door.
Okay. So you dash to the door. And you get to a ramp that goes around and kind of circles around the building and goes to the lower floor.
Mm-hmm.
And find another door.
Behind the first door?
Yes. You go through a door, ramp, door.
Like, get smart.
Try the door.
Okay.
Although I'm probably not the first one there.
Yeah, I mean, are you going to wait for them, or are you just going to throw the door open?
I'm just going to throw the door open.
Okay.
They're catching up, don't worry.
Throw the door open.
Behind.
I say I'm about as fast as he is.
Yeah.
Your jugular is sliced open.
It is a sharp door. And inside you find a cleric of Arathis. He is a young human and also dead.
Oh.
His neck and one of his arms has been very thoroughly mauled, and there is this dark gangrenous stuff on the edges of the wound, which sometimes separates, floats into the air a little bit before dissipating.
I shall inspect the wounds to see what I think of that.
Give me a heal check.
17.
Okay. This is not natural, but you already knew.
Yeah. This is like the first cleric I've ever seen not trained in heal.
What's he need to be trained in heal for? He's just like Raven Queen.
True.
You're healed.
I just think it's interesting.
There is... there are a couple other doors to this room. It is kind of an office-type deal. He does not seem to be carrying... Or that package or whatever it was that he had is not with him.
Is there any sign of, like, drippings? If he's been mauled, there's got to be blood dripping somewhere.
You can give me a perception check.
At this point, I'll more or less just slime out and give him last rites.
Okay. 21.
21. You don't see any blood, largely because whatever killed him inflicted these wounds on him.
Mm-hmm.
You do spot, like, a hole that was chewed through one of the doors. Like, right at the bottom of it.
And I just... point that way.
Okay.
Hopefully everyone sees that.
Yeah, everybody looks over and sees it.
Can we identify the nature of whatever this energy is?
It's pretty clear that it's necrotic energy.
Mm-hmm.
As to what caused it, you know, lots of different things can deal necrotic damage.
Very well.
So, through that door?
Approach with caution, Phillips.
Yeah. I bow.
I kick it down.
Nod.
Okay. You kick down the door, and standing there is a short obelisk made of black stone. It has glowing runes on it.
Do they detect magic anymore?
You can roll an arcana check to detect magic.
Awesome.
I am oddly trained.
Oh my god.
Excuse me.
23 for me.
22 for me.
Okay.
28.
Nice.
With the net 20.
Right. So yes, you walk in, this is clearly magic. You all get that.
I hate you.
Can we detect whether it's divine magic or evil magic? Good magic, bad magic?
It's void magic.
Okay.
It's
by any chance, just out of curiosity, my character, he was on a mission to the Central Cyst.
Right.
And I'm supposed to report my findings to Arathis. At the temple. By any chance, would I have a little device to communicate over a distance with these people? A little cube device?
No.
Okay.
Why? Just asking. What would you have a police radio key to their frequencies?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Okay.
Maybe I was on a mission in you know.
He was on a mission from
in
God.
Some kind of a military capacity of some kind.
Got the radio from his new Bluesmobile.
Maybe they
I'm going to
them.
Attempt to touch the obelisk with my Sword of Inspiration.
Okay. Click.
So it seems to be stone?
Yep.
I'm going to touch it.
Okay.
Anything?
Pink.
Whatever
I don't burst
in
flame?
Nope. Also...
Is it large enough that I couldn't lift it?
It looks to be pretty heavy. But it's just like a few...
But
a
does
couple,
this
a
look
handful.
Like... Does this look like the thing that the man was carrying?
It could be.
Whatever is it of a size that it could have been wrapped in the thing?
Yep.
I'm going to attempt to pick it up.
Okay, you pick it up. It is surprisingly light.
This is surprisingly light.
Interesting.
Indeed.
Do I have the ability to discern what any of the runes mean? Does any of that make any sense to any of you?
Mm-mm. This one seems to say eat at Joe's. No. I'm going to use my brain powers and see if I know anything about it. Would that be a religion check?
You have not encountered anything like this before. You can try to analyze it, but there's nothing you can roll because this is the first time you've seen anything like it.
But we didn't get the sense that it was void.
Yeah, it's definitely void magic.
Yeah, this cannot be a good thing, no matter what its purpose.
And we have the idea that the cleric that got kidnapped and mauled was carrying this?
Yeah, possibly. It's very likely.
If the cleric was carrying this, it must be something of importance if these creatures were attacking it.
Indeed, we should return it to his temple if we can.
Actually, could you lie that down for a moment?
Certainly.
All right, I'm going to reel back and try to smash it as hard as I can with my hammer.
Okay. Smash! You are probably too proud to let anybody know how much your joints hurt at this point from just hitting something indestructible as hard as you can. You really feel it in your elbows.
It's made of dark steel.
Kind of.
Well,
are you okay, friend?
Yes.
That was a
really disappoints me. Okay, let's try to find someone what can take care of this.
Should we cover it as we move it?
Might be a good idea.
I agree. Given the nature of those creatures, they'll probably be able to somehow track it, but at the very least, not being seen with it clearly might be a good idea.
All right.
Let's use his magic pence.
I'd rather not.
All right, so you guys find some tarps to wrap it in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have
Should
one.
We use rag monsters.
Do you?
I don't know. I mean,
I would recommend against
there's probably
that.
Some tarp in the room or something.
Yeah, I mean, this is a warehouse.
Yeah, it's a warehouse.
Cloud. Okay, yes.
All right, you guys have one wrapped up void obelisk.
Ting.
We'll call it an anchor stone.
Okay. That's an interesting name.
Yep. Since you guys, hopefully by last game, I finally managed to convince you guys that it is not, in fact, a teleporting device.
I'm still not counting it out.
All right.
It only took 6 weeks.
What's the word on the street? Right. You guys have one wrapped up anchor stone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do we see any like exits to the outside, or does it look like we're going to need?
Well, there are the doors.
It's yeah.
Let's head back out the way we came. See if their Cloudminder is still there.
Yep.
Okay. You guys go back up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You get back up to the roof. Your Cloudminder is not still there.
Looks like we're going to have to find another ride.
He's probably got all our stuff.
No, you guys were probably traveling light. Oh, you've all gone to missions, so presumably you have your backpacks.
Okay.
Well, let's just see where we can find the nearest authority at.
Very good.
Okay. Back down the building?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Walk past a room full of rags. Walk past another room. Dead cleric. Walk into another room. And just sort of, you're kind of spiraling down. This is basically a series of warehouses with a series of ramps leading to and from them, with a few offices scattered here and there. Two floors below, you find three more clerics that have been slaughtered.
All of the same group? Or?
Yeah, all of Arathis. Okay. But these guys were clearly slashed up.
Okay.
Most likely by candleheads.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Anything on their bodies of interest beyond the slashing?
Other than it's not the same wounds that got inflicted on the other guy.
Okay.
And then eventually you
send them on,
make it to the outside.
Let's say last rites. But
yep.
Yeah.
Lay them out. Do my Do my thing. Try to get them gentle passage. Do their final reward.
And you guys make it out to the street. You are in a horrible, horrible neighborhood. The buildings are worn down. There's crap on the streets, literally. And you get a few shifty looks from shifty characters that, you know, as soon as they see that you guys are armored and armed, kind of, you know, not necessarily back away, but they just kind of try to get far from you guys. But it's pretty clear that they, you know, would have otherwise tried to shank you if not for the fact that you guys are, you know, probably have as, you know, are wearing enough metal between two of you to build a small tank.
I am a small tank.
Yes. Yes, you are.
All right, we need to get this going. So, let's move.
Okay.
Whichever way would be the closest, better area. I don't know.
Yeah.
How familiar are we with the layout of Shalai and certain sectors of the city or anything like that? I mean, clear we've probably been here before.
I'll tell you how familiar you are. Everybody can give me a streetwise check.
I've probably been in the monastery too long.
Better.
Rolled an 8.
Matthew?
24.
Okay.
Hey, someone knows.
3!
Right.
With a nat 1.
Right. So, -3.
Also 8.
Okay. Sir Brenzen knows that there is one area of Shalai that is one massive ghetto. And he knows roughly in which cardinal direction it is from the main temple. But doesn't know much more than that. The rest of you are in a street.
Yes.
So what direction from the main temple is this?
Let's head that direction.
Yes, this is from the main temple. This is northwest, so you would need to head southeast. Mostly east and a little bit south.
That's the direction we head.
Okay.
At least that's what I'm guessing that Mr. Brenson tells us.
Yeah. All right. Let's go that way.
All right. So you guys start walking.
I seem to have a pretty serious delay, by the way.
That sucks.
Nah, it's alright.
So
could be worse. I could just suddenly just... Seriously, as I said, disconnect. I saw myself go bloop.
Yep.
It was pretty awesome. Leave that in the show.
So you're telling us to go in a certain direction.
Yes. Southeastward towards the thing.
Okay. You guys start walking southeastward.
I'm in the back.
Okay. Bringing up the rear.
Yep.
Glancing around.
With taking my little shuffling. Got my holy beads in my hands.
Yep.
Who has the Framistat?
You.
All right. Why am I always the heavy lifter, no matter where we go?
I think I could also be the heavy lifter.
But you're not.
You wouldn't lift it very far.
No.
We have to go downstairs.
Next time, I'm playing a half-dwarf, half-halfling.
Half-dwarf, half-halfling.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to be 2'6".
All right, so you guys are walking down a horrible street.
And we walk, and we walk.
Mm-hmm.
We walk.
Any signs of taxicab stands or anything like that? Or
oh, no. There
nobody
is...
comes to this neighborhood?
Nobody comes to this neighborhood who has a badge on them.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Dang it.
All right. Well, then, I'm going to wear a badge. No.
You are wearing a badge.
We are.
There you go. Well,
at least two of us can take them off.
Yeah.
Mayhap the tattoo idea wasn't the best of plans.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, it could be worse. At least,
plus,
you know,
I've still got
Steven
bloody dragon signs all over my face.
So it makes
all right.
It makes it unlikely that anybody will mess with you, but
we also stand out.
Yep.
Keep going.
Okay. Well, you keep walking. And it starts to get dark.
Dude.
Where did that cloud go?
The people that are around mm-hmm. are steering clear of us.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that seems to be taking a keener interest in us now that the light is dimming?
Yeah. There's a couple people who are clearly... who you've seen more than once, so they're either following you or have, you know, gone on, done other stuff, and then come back to check where you were.
Okay.
Or we're going around in circles.
No, you're not going around. You are on a straight street, basically heading east right now, and, you know, there haven't been any turns. If nothing else, the streets seem to be very grid-like here.
Do the people look... What do those people look that keep checking us out?
They look like they've been wearing their clothes for a while. There's one guy, he's got stubble and has a scar on his forehead. And then the other one that you keep seeing every once in a while is a half-orc who is actually pretty skinny. He's got kind of... He has got a high forehead and a ponytail and is wearing a kind of jacket and pants ensemble that are clearly padded, so technically he's wearing armor.
Okay. But they look like riffraff.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Oh, yeah.
Bums, homeless people, or...
No.
Okay.
I mean, definitely people that are down and out, but not bums.
Okay.
Riffraff.
Riffraff, you could probably call them.
Okay. Have you gentlemen noticed those?
Yeah.
What did you say? Just leave them be. We'll continue on our way.
Okay.
Keep walking. All right. It is now dark.
Say a little prayer for him. Are there lights in this district or not?
You see lights from inside houses.
But no street lights.
No street lights.
Okay.
There are street lamps, but nobody's going around lighting them.
Okay.
Man.
Just keep moving.
Okay. Yep. Everybody can give me an endurance check. On this awesome forced march.
15.
Okay.
17.
Okay.
13.
Okay. Interesting. Matthew?
It's tiring keeping up with these guys.
Trying to figure out what my thing is.
Long legs.
24.
Okay. You guys keep moving, but your dwarf seems to be slowing you down more than usual.
Brother, do you need to take a rest?
I'd be willing to press on.
Okay, very well.
Okay. You guys keep moving. By the way, you're taking basically a minus two to everything.
All right.
And you keep moving, and the sun starts to come out.
I'm very concerned about you, brother. Perhaps a rest. A short respite would do you good.
I suppose.
All right. What do you guys do?
Anyone opposed to just...
Find a wall to lean against, pull out some water, just kind of sit down and rest a bit.
Okay.
This is a short rest.
Yeah.
I'm going to burn
a short rest
some...
is not going to do it. You need to sleep.
I'm going to burn some healing surges so I can get back up to 59.
Okay.
Well, is there any place that looks like they have lodging?
Nope. These all seem to be
two healing surges.
Like residential slash commercial buildings, but none of them are open. Some of them do appear to be abandoned.
If there is one that's abandoned, let's go inside.
Well, go knock on a door.
Okay. Of an abandoned-looking one?
Yes,
okay.
Just to make sure. Yes. Those squatters are really good about answering their doors.
There is no answer.
Curtis.
That's totally a cop knock. If there's anybody inside, they're not going to answer.
Turn the door handle.
Or so I've heard.
Yep.
Door handle?
Yep.
Opens?
Yep.
Enter.
Okay. You are in a ratty building.
Okay.
There are rats in it.
Okay.
Rat crew?
Yeah.
Blank I don't something. Know how wise
I'm sure in my it says here that I have an adventurer's kit, so
yeah, you have a sun rod.
Bring out a sun rod and light it.
Okay. You are now in a lit up ready building.
Okay. Do the rats scatter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll find a relatively clean area and lay down a bit. I was like, sorry,
good
guys.
Luck with that.
Yep. I gotta rest up.
Okay. The dwarf goes to sleep.
Sit and look at the stone that we've discovered.
Okay.
Looking at it, contemplating it, meditating on it.
Mm-hmm.
See if I detect any energy change.
Nope.
No?
I'll sit down and actually wake me up in a couple hours.
Very well. I also take a... I'll stand a watch.
Okay.
I can sit there and pray. Do my praying for the day.
Sounds good. What are you doing, Sir Brinzen?
I probably do need to rest.
Okay. So, sounds like Seven Owls Wise has first watch.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and give me an endurance check.
10.
Okay. Let's see. You guys all get a full rest. So you reset to one action point, all healing surges are back, all heal points are or all hit points are healed.
So we had one action point and we just got another action point, so we
nope.
have two action
you
points.
You reset to one action point.
Okay. All right.
And Albrecht wakes up.
Look around. Everything's still here.
Nope.
Nope.
You guys were clearly robbed.
Guys, wake up.
Huh?
The stone gone?
Nope, the stone's still here.
Oh, okay.
They weren't touching that, but
all of our stuff is gone.
Sir Brinzen's sword is gone. Both his and your and Albrecht's healing symbols or holy symbols are gone as well. As well as any money that you had on you.
Oh, that sucks.
Money?
Yeah, I don't have any money anyway.
Well,
did he fall asleep?
yes, you all, when he wakes you up, you all kind of wake up, and it's pretty clear that, you know, the four of you have been sleeping.
That's pretty bad.
Wow. This is why you don't have an all-cleric party, folks.
Well, they just better not be found with it. I think they're going to have a harder time trying to find someone to fleece those for them than they think.
Yeah.
We better get going.
Okay. Is there anybody in the building that we can see? If I were to check the rooms.
I'll go ahead and give me a perception check.
No. Perception. 17?
Probably not.
Okay.
You can tell where somebody could have snuck in without using the creaky door.
Okay.
You find that.
Yeah, probably a hole in the wall or window open.
Yep, hole in the wall, like two rooms from here.
Okay.
We still have the obelisk. Let's get going.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I have a report to turn in.
All right, you guys pick up the obelisk and start walking. Walk out. Just keep heading in the same direction?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys walk.
Yeah, pretty much.
You hear...
Man, this
stop for breaks every once in a while to eat some...
Trail rations.
Trail rations or whatever that we have.
Elven granola.
Not this group.
How do you know?
All right.
Dwarven bread.
You guys keep walking.
By bread, I mean beer.
Stop to rest, presumably somewhere else that's uninhabited.
Right.
Who takes first watch?
Not me.
Okay.
I will.
Go ahead.
All right. Matthew, endurance check.
Wow, that zoomed in really good.
Just that one.
You know how you run a roll a nat one sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah, I totally did.
Oh god.
Okay. You guys.
We suck.
Here's what you guys can determine from this: you were probably robbed by the same people because they came back with a cart. Your staff is gone. Your weapon is gone. Your key focus is gone.
Oh, my...
And
key focus is gone? That's terrible.
Actually, Sir Brenzen's and Albrecht's boots are gone. Presumably because they're the only ones who actually wear boots in this party.
Oh.
Do we still have anything else of value?
You have an obelisk.
Okay.
We're not sleeping anymore.
Maybe they're using the obelisk to teleport in and take our thing.
Clearly.
And obviously it has some sort of hypnotic capacity which will put us to sleep as well.
Would there be any chance of setting a trap if these are the same people? Perhaps we can get our things back.
Love to, but I think at this point we got more pressing matters.
I would like my key back.
I would like my hammer back. But we got more important matters.
If no one else is doing it, I'm going to heft the stone and...
Walk out?
Yes.
Okay. You guys are back out on the street. And walking and walking and walking and starts to get dark again.
And walking.
I really do not like this city.
Maybe we should start haggling.
Funny you should say that. As you keep walking, up in front of you, a pretty safe distance away, you spot that half-orc that you've spotted a couple times before.
I'm beginning to wonder if he's not the one that's robbing us. Mm-hmm. Let's have a word with him.
Okay. You walk up to him.
Hello, brother.
Thanks.
He gives you a, he's leaning up against the wall and he gives you a cool two-finger wave.
I've noticed that you've been following us, brother. Is there something that we might do? Do you need a blessing?
Oh, no, no. No, I got everything I need.
Oh, really? Anything of interest?
I have lots of things. But I'm here to ask you guys if there's anything you need.
We are always in need of things.
So, I've been hearing about you guys just trying to trek across the plains here. You guys want a guide?
A guide?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right.
Maybe my friend here has lost his boots in our travel.
Oh, that's sad. I could probably find you some boots.
I'm sure you could.
And mayhaps a hammer?
All the carpenters moved out a long time ago. So, what do you guys got to pay a guide with?
Blessings.
We live in a holy city and we got not much use for blessings.
You know, we can't pay you much now, but upon our safe arrival to the Temple of Arathis, your reward would be, well, more than you can think of.
Okay, that's one potential thing. Anything else you guys can offer? Well, in that case, I'm afraid this is going to be a no sale because, it's going to the temple is going to take me so far out of Drek Town. I don't think there's going to be any. It's just not going to be worth my while unless you pay me a lot of money.
Well, I'm sure the temple would be more than pleased to pay you.
Would they?
The information that we have would be very important.
Oh, you're not actually a priest of Arathis. You can't speak for them.
Oh, but I can.
Can you?
Indeed. And also, I might make a counterproposal.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in time, you may note that I am not particularly a happy gentleman. You may note that I am not in any mood to negotiate with a ruffian such as yourself. So my counterproposal is this.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to request that as a guide, you assist us in getting where we're going, retrieving our personal belongings, and you do so out of the goodness of your heart. And because if not, then, well, I want you to know that my God is a wrathful God, and I am an angry, angry man.
Well, I honestly haven't gotten to the point in the scriptures where your God is a wrathful God. As I understand it, he likes to plant trees and make paintings.
They are wrathful trees.
Oh, all right.
How dare you, sir?
Who is your deity, Matthew?
Grailion.
Corallon.
Yeah.
I'm bluffing.
Would I have had any material components for...
Yeah, probably.
Do I still have them?
We'll say yeah.
Awesome.
Only the gross nice bits like the rat tails and...
Yeah.
Corallon. I don't care as long as Snips I can use them for sending.
Corallon, the god of spring, beauty, and the arts. Corallon is a patron of arcane magic and the Fae.
I tried.
He kind of shrugs, like, so what are you going to do, beat me up if I don't take you there?
That's a distinct possibility.
Well, then you would have a beat-up guy and still no way to get home.
Oh, I'd feel a lot better.
Just going to step off a few paces
okay, and
start casting Ascending to bow.
Okay.
Albina, the person I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think of this a while ago. What is it based off of, Arcana?
Yes, I can pull it up. Chop. Rituals. Sending. Key skill Arcana. What'd you roll?
26.
26.
Thanks. Yeah.
Is 500 miles.
Is she within 500 miles?
Probably.
Awesome.
We'll say yes. I mean, it's entirely possible that you're not because this place is gigantic, but we'll say yeah.
We'll say that maybe the last couple days of travel got us within there.
Yeah, definitely.
Hi. So I've been trying this for a little while. Yeah. Bow! It's Gla. We have an obelisk thing. Void magic. We're in Dregtown. Any sort of identifying characteristics in this area?
You probably did see, like, a street. Like, a couple street signs.
We're near street such and such and street such and such. We've been robbed. Please send something to help us out. Your friend, Glah.
Nah, that's too many.
How many words are you allowed to use?
25.
Wow.
160 characters.
Yep.
Sending a tweet.
Yep.
Yep.
Hashtag, please help.
Hashtag, screw the void.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
Well, you don't get that. Thank you.
Can I punch this kid just on general principle?
Yep.
Awesome. I'm trying to decide whether that would be good for me or not.
Corallon is unaligned, so it doesn't matter. It's not like you're going to be...
Right. But he's saying his god is a wrathful god.
Yeah, yeah.
His, out of... If you look...
Then beat him up again.
Yeah. If you want to make stereotypes out of the Pentatheon, Corallon is definitely the guy who's like, oh, Arethis, you're such a bad girl.
Corallon is the god of good food and...
interior decorating.
Exactly.
And who's yours?
Mine is the Raven.
My alignment is chaotic fabulous.
Yep. Definitely neutral.
Yeah.
I say his might actually be a wrathful god.
Yours is Melora.
Yeah.
Melora is the god of the wilderness and the sea. And let's see. Yeah, that's all right. Also unaligned. I'm the only one that's lawful good. Yep.
Oddly enough, not the paladin. Yours?
Is yours Arathis or...
Bahamut.
Bahamut.
So right. What's your reaction to us starting to...
Bahamut would probably be wrathful.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bahamut is all about military might.
I am covered in blood.
Yeah.
So, I would think that would agree that it probably might be in a good interest to help us, brother.
Hmm. Are you going to punch him, Matthew?
I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is my problem with playing paladins. My general nature is to be a jackass.
Well, so. You're not a goody good paladin, though. I guess it's up to you. But this particular paladin is not contractually obligated to be goody good. I guess
right. And he did snark off to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I will give him 5 across the eyes.
Okay, so you slap him.
And I can't
fist
him.
How about you fist him 5 knuckles?
Can I just backhand him with my shield?
Sure.
All right. You
backhand him with your shield and he falls over.
And then I bend down and say, my friend has asked you a kind request. Perhaps you would be in your good interest to help us.
He taps his head. Ow, who are you guys? I have lost my memory of any sort of deal that I might be making with you guys. And then he kind of like puts both hands behind his back. Crosses his legs over like he's tanning himself and just kind of hangs out there.
Anybody else around?
Yeah, definitely kicking him for good measure.
All right, you give him a kick.
Any of those other people that we've seen before?
No, these guys are new.
What kind of guys?
They're kind of dressed like him.
Okay. Yep. General Riffraff?
Yep.
The street gang that we've just enraged by beating up their point man?
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to roll for initiative.
Okay.
We only have 15 minutes left.
Yes. All right, so you roll for initiative, kind of brandish your shield and a fist, and this guy is going to essentially spring to his feet and try to run away, and you guys can all get kicks in if you want.
Immobilize.
I'm sitting a little ways away, just waiting.
And basically the street gets cleared as soon as you guys look like you're about to throw down.
Well, that went well.
Well.
Can I snag him by the back of the neck?
Nope. This guy is fast. He definitely, definitely let you hit him.
Interesting.
Well, moving on.
Sent a message to Balbalbina. She's kind of the one in charge of Arathis' forces here. She knows where we're at. She knows what we've got. She said... what she might be able to send some help.
She said she'll see what she can do, but she's usually good for it. It's just, you know that she's being kind of overtaxed.
Yep.
which is actually why she's been in contact with you, so that you can find out stuff for her as well, because she doesn't have the resources right now.
Is that who I would be reporting to?
You'd be reporting to the temple itself.
Oh, okay.
You don't know Belbina.
Okay.
But, you know, that is, in the end, who you're probably going to end up reporting to, because she's kind of like the head of Void Affairs.
Okay. All right.
And the Layman Initiative.
Okay. The HVA.
Yep. And the,
The Layman Initiative.
Yes, and as well as the as Parks and Recreation. So you guys keep walking, and it's a couple more days, and this time you guys actually, you know, you have to rest eventually.
My feet.
But you guys actually manage to keep yourselves awake as you go, and eventually, another cloud shows up. This one has Balbina on it and her two cleric cronies. And she comes by, you know, kind of descends down to your level. It's actually one of the clerics that's driving the cloud.
Stone.
Hello, gentlemen. Oh, that's interesting.
Hello. Bow. Hug.
Okay. All right. She gives you a pat on the back, but doesn't actually hug you. She just kind of lifts up an arm and pats you.
Good to see you. Finally.
Sorry about that. I was actually all day. I was at the temple. I was just trying to get messages up to. And she, assuming you all get up on the cloud.
Sure.
She motions for it to start moving. I was just. Our layman initiative is actually doing pretty well. One of our groups managed to capture an obelisk, so I was trying to finagle some extra stuff for them, and then I had to deal with another problem. So I'm really sorry that it took so long for me to get down. And she extends a hand to Sir Albrecht. I am Bao Belbina. I'm a Avenger of Arathis.
Pleasure.
Extends one to Seven Owls.
Hello. I've recently been on a mission. I was actually heading to the temple to report what had happened.
Oh, yeah, you're the you're a monk of Bahamut.
Correct.
Right. I've actually been expecting you, and she extends a hand to Sir Brenzin as well. Hello.
Hello.
I am really she shakes your hand, looks down at your bare feet and says, "Look, I'm very sorry that I was not able to get you help any faster. I suppose in the future, if you find yourself in this neighborhood, what you should do is try to bribe somebody who looks... As soon as you're here, if you find yourselves here, bribe somebody who looks like they know that what they're doing, and they will usually get you all the way to the end. Otherwise, they have to give cuts to all the gangs of the stuff they steal in a particular area, and they would much rather get you out of a gang's area and just get themselves paid." There was, of course, there was no way that you guys would know that, and I'm sorry about that.
Well, whatever we can do to get onto our business and move on, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Certainly.
You're perfectly fine. You're one of the busiest people in this city right now.
Well, yes, I would say that's probably true at this point. In fact... Well, no, I really need to hear what you guys have to say. So we'll just continue heading to the temple. And you guys travel to the temple for, you know, a couple more days. She actually stops by and buys you all some pretty delicious food along the way. Just kind of trying to make it up.
Hopefully none of us are eating seafood.
What do they got in the size 13?
I probably would be eating seafood.
He might be something.
Yeah, I mean...
Big ol' swordfish sitting in front of me eating it would probably turn you off.
Why? I mean, that would be like you traveling down to Atlantis fish and man. Being like, oh, we did not serve you cow because, you know, we know how much you empathize with other land-dwelling mm-hmm. animals.
I don't eat much anyway.
Yeah. Yes, they do find you, each of you, some, or whoever needs them, some boots... you guys are able to track down unenchanted holy symbols for your particular gods. And Belbina does manage to also contact a representative of each of your temples, within Shalai.
But our special power, the sword, the hammer, nothing.
Yeah, no, that back then. That our stuff key, is yep,
all gone.
That stuff is all gone. A few of you get, or not a few of you, actually, just you get a cryptic message about there having been void creatures in the temple.
I need to see to that.
She can get you, basically, like, send you that way instead.
That will probably for the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the rest of you guys continue going towards the temple.
Enjoyed meeting you all.
See you later.
Thank you.
Albrecht goes off, and as you are flying towards the Shadowgrave district, you just see kind of off past it, these pillars of smoke start to rise into the horizon or into the sky, and we'll wrap it up there.
Excellent. Good adventure. Thoughts on playing your different characters, gentlemen? Quickly.
Yay, controller!
Yay, monk! I enjoyed it a lot. I really enjoyed this character a lot.
I could really see having a lot of fun with this character if we do manage to come back to it. Really starting to warm up.
Given the nature of the combat, I find that the things that would be interestingly different, I didn't necessarily get to do, so I kind of fell into my usual combat role.
Yeah.
And I think that led me to a point where I was, you know, trying to react as though I were the normal defender position, which was interesting, but, you know, it was hard to think, okay, wait, not Torque.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there's only... A combat is often influenced also by the people, like, by the other players.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, presumably, their decisions could have put you in a position to make more paladin-y choices, mm-hmm. Yeah. But sometimes you just really can't account for that. Yeah.
There were a couple
powers. Well, and Steven's badass kung fu display was worth the price.
Yeah,
of
it really
that's
was.
What I like. And there were a couple that I really wish I would have got to try out. Open the Gate of Battle. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a pretty badass one. The other one, Spinning Leopard Maneuver, which could take out
See, and that was my thing, too. I'm like, this is a short-term adventure. I think I'm going to bust out all my big stuff.
Yeah, but I didn't know how many... Yeah. People we were encounters we were having. Yes. I didn't know if there was going to be somebody else in another room.
And
yeah.
And monsters did pop in within the first couple turns of combat as well. So
right.
Saving stuff.
So I was pulling back on some stuff. So yeah, boy.
I was disappointed that I didn't get to use my summon.
Mm-hmm. But I have a summon power.
Yeah, I had the summon Guard Drake, which is basically summons a mini defender. You put it, you tack it to someone, and. Basically, it guards that character. Its instinctive power is go to that character if that character is not adjacent to him and attack something that's adjacent to, or mark everything that it ends up adjacent to. And it has, you know, the same, like, basically what Torque has.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to make an attack on something that's marked that attacks
someone else.
I also enjoyed having to play dumb to a lot of the information and having to re-explore the information from a different perspective.
Yeah,
I thought was good, and hopefully for those people who are listening who want to know about roleplay and how to keep no knowledge out of the game.
Character and player information separate.
Yeah, I like that, and I thought everybody did a good job on that. So, all right, that wraps it up for this episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I love the parallel storytelling, and you can find the points where what was going on with the Torkoal tones. You can see where those appeared throughout this story. We'll be back next week for another exciting episode of Critical Hit. If you have any questions, just send us an email, podcast@majorspoilers.com, or you can call our hotline. Matthew, that number is...
785-727-1939, the Major Spoilers All Cleric Hotline.
All right, everybody.
Cleric action 24 hours a day.
Thank you so much for joining in. We'll be back next week. Thanks, everybody, for posting over on iTunes. Please send your questions in or email us directly. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.